Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, we are Kim and Penn Holderness. Welcome to the Holderness Family Podcast. You may know us from Facebook and YouTube, where your aunt shares all those videos like the Christmas jammies and all about that based.
We're all over the YouTubes. Those are 2 or 3 minute videos meant to make you laugh. This is a longer form podcast. It's meant to not only make you laugh, but hopefully make you think a little bit.
We would love it if you left a rating or review wherever you get your podcast. And also, if you're listening to this, share a screenshot and tag us on Instagram. We're at the Holderness Family. We love to see those and make comments and be friends.
This is our 20th podcast. We are so excited. We made it through 20 of these, and it is a special one because the most famous laugh on the internet is joining us today, and she also gets real.
Yes, we are talking to Candace Payne. You may know her as the Chewbacca mom. Her video, oh my gosh, her laugh, it's amazing, it's contagious. But listen, there's a real story there that I think, and we learned a lot just from talking to her.
But first, a ridiculous song.
This sounds like a Star Wars song. It's not a Star Wars song. It's a cheap sound alike. Today, our guest is Chewbacca Mom. And I wanted a Star Wars song, but we do not own the rights.
Hey, let's see what's going on in the cantina.
I played a Star Wars song, Disney would sue us. They'd take all our money and our house, they'd stick it to us. And then we'd have no place to record the podcast. The one this week with Candace Payne, it would be our last. Back to the big ship! Onward! Royalty free music!
Alright, come on.
Okay.
That's my, like, I wanted to do the Imperial March, and then I looked up online about ripping songs from Disney, and I realized
they don't like that.
I can't do that. It's the best I could do.
Candace Payne, welcome to our podcast.
Welcome. Thank you for having me. And that song was killer because it's 100% truth.
Yes, would own
she
you.
She could provide some real insight on this, I'm sure. So, okay, just really quickly, in case you are
under a rock.
Yeah, honestly, or just living your best life away from any digital screens. This is Candace Payne, better known as Chewbacca Mom. She broke the internet about 2 years ago with this laugh that is what I would imagine when I hear it, it's what it feels like to smoke crack. I've never smoked crack before,
oh my God.
But it's like, I feel like if I smoke crack, like that wonderful, joyous rush and then you want more of it, her laugh is crack. So Candace, can we just play like a quick clip of this? I'm sure you've been asked to do this before so people can hear this in case they haven't heard it.
Sure.
Okay, let's do it. It's such a good
oh, heaven. Okay, that is my version of heaven right there. Let me tell you, when your video first came out, You know, anytime, and still to this day, anytime I'm kind of in a funky mood, I'll go back and watch it, and it makes me so happy.
Aw, thank you. You know what? I personally feel like I still struggle with finding the connection piece for people because it's kind of maniacal. When I listen to just the audio, I'm like, oh, is that an evil genius or a lady that is happy? I can't tell the difference.
So you don't love the sound of it?
Oh, well, who likes the sound of their own voice? And now it's like, you know,
Other than Mariah Carey, nobody. But I guarantee she likes the sound of her voice. My job on this podcast is to make you laugh. Yeah, I'm going to try to make Candace laugh.
And by the way, Candace has an amazing singing voice, too. Did you hear that? She did a little Mariah there.
I did, because that was my first CD on a Sony CD portable player. Come on.
Oh, what was your favorite Mariah song?
Vision of Love.
Sing it, please. Don't speak.
Doubt.
Sing, please.
Sing, please.
Oh, my goodness. This is 12-year-old Candace in my room.
Let me hear it.
Treated me kind.
Whoa.
Sweet destiny. Carried me through desperation.
Come on, girl.
You know, you had to do the low note.
You have some pipes.
Yes, that is, oh, man. See, so much more than a mask, man. You've got those pipes. I love it. So, you broke the internet in the best possible way, because we've talked about it before. The internet can be a mean, scary place. But then Candace Payne comes on and it like restores my faith in humanity. What bring us back real quick before we go forward. Bring us back to what was that like sitting there and watching the view counts just go skyrocket?
It was insane. It was a mixture of a couple of different emotions, because you can't just say it was one way. In my mind, I was thinking, oh, this is fun. How fun is this? Awesome. And then all of a sudden, I went to bed and I literally Googled what makes a video viral, meaning like, when can you boast this is a viral video? Because I was nearing 1 million view counts right before I went to bed that night. And I thought, I think this is going viral. And I think the definition is 1 million views within 24 hours is the qualification.
Oh, okay.
And so I was like, well, I'm almost there, right? It's only been 5 hours. So here we go. And so I was excited, and I even put an Instagram post up and I said, y'all, I think I may be going viral. You know, I mean, it was just like being silly. And here's the funny thing. I went to bed with nearly 1 million views and I woke up with 24 million views. And so at that point, it turned. Like, I felt like Jason Bourne. I needed a briefcase with unidentified money and bills and passports, and I needed to be not found. Like, I was like, what has happened to my life? And the weirdest thing, y'all, my husband hadn't watched the video.
Stop it.
Like, no,
and
no.
That's not weird at all.
That is
that's
our marriage,
totally normal.
By
yeah.
the way.
That you just described every that marriage. Is, that's not weird.
That, 1 million minus one.
Yeah,
exactly. I was sitting on the couch, and he's sitting in his recliner, and I looked at him, and I go, hey, babe, have you seen that video I posted today? He opens up Facebook on his phone, and he goes, you know what? This is like 4 minutes. It's the same kind of crap you send to me at work all the time. I'll watch it later.
Stop.
And he still left the house for work the very next morning, not knowing it had gone viral, not knowing that I had no less than 20 voicemails from BBC, NPR, ABC, Good Morning America. Yeah. And so I was sitting here going, this is the only thing I've had to hold over this man's head in 15 years.
Hold it. Yes.
I am keeping it. So he went to work, walked into work, and he hears my laugh on 5 different computers. And so he goes up to his coworkers and he was like, oh my gosh, is my wife really pissed off that I didn't watch her video? Did she send this to y'all? And they're like, that's your wife? I mean, like, I hadn't met them. And so it was just a surreal morning, and there was a whole brew of emotions that happened the following weeks.
We'll have more of our conversation with the amazing Candace Payne in a moment, but first, a quick word about Sunbasket. They are one of our sponsors. They support us, so please support them.
I need them right now because I've become a picky eater. Have you noticed that?
I have noticed
over the last few months. I had a doctor who basically said, you're going to die eventually.
You had really high cholesterol. Your sugar was all out of whack. Yeah.
Yeah. So putting all those things together, I needed some options of food that I could eat that would not do that to me. And they have a ton of these paleo, gluten-free, vegan, organic meat options that they fit my diet.
The other night we made chorizo paella with cauliflower rice. It was paleo. It was perfect. It was quick and easy.
Yeah, so easy. The meals take about 10 to 15 minutes to get on the table, along with everything you need to prepare them. It's all in the box, and it's delivered directly to your door every single week. Just go to sunbasket.com/holderness today to learn more and get $35 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/holderness, H-O-L-D-E-R-N-E-S-S, to get $35 off your order. sunbasket.com/holderness. Candace, we can kind of relate to this
on a smaller scale
and, you know, a few years before, but I do feel like we are kindred spirits in the sense that we both went through that full gamut of emotions. And it's interesting because the initial reaction, like, holy cow, I created something that is really disrupting behavior and affecting the world around us. That's a great feeling. And then there's some other stuff that happens because the internet is the internet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a dangerous place, children. A dangerous place.
I could sum up ours in that most people who got a hold of our video in the third day all wanted to marry or kiss my wife and murder me. And so those, right. Like, that was that I could sum it up in that sense, which, so, you know,
yeah,
and there were a lot of interesting comments. And so in order, there's this yin and yang in the internet. In order to channel the good side, it is impossible to ignore, excuse the Star Wars reference, the darker side of the internet.
That's absolutely 100% truth. As a matter of fact, in real life, let's just get this right. In real life, not internet life. In real life, I don't allow people on my front porch to give me criticism the way that it is handed out so freely on the internet, nor do I allow people to speak so violently to me sometimes. And so I had to realize that block button was my friend, and that literally I have ownership of everything that I post, everything that I also receive too. And it was very quickly a lesson that I didn't think that I'd be learning, because, listen, as a stay-at-home mom that's kind of just this sweet person in Texas doing her thing and loving people, I don't get people calling me the B word or even worse, the C word. I don't even say that word. It's disgusting. And so I'm sitting here having to read it in my inbox and I'm going, ugh. Who are these people? And then I was like, my religion changed. No, and I was like, Lord help them. But I really just felt like I need boundaries that I've never had in my entire life. And it kind of gave me a different worldview altogether. And I think it was a great worldview to have.
So Kim, you know, they tell you not to read the comments. Kim can't not read the comments. She will always read the comments. And I appreciate her for her honesty.
So here's my thing, and you probably experienced this too. What I love about the internet is this community it creates. So I do really feel like the people who follow our page, and I'm sure the people who follow your page, like, you recognize their names, and I've become like almost through direct message and Instagram, like, I feel like I'm friends with people that I don't know. So I love that about the internet. So if you're not reading the comments, to me, you're missing the best part. But that being said,
So she was killing them with kindness, Candace. Like, people, like this one, what was it that one person wrote, like, that woman, she's really hot right now, but she's gonna be all dried up in a couple of years. And Kim's response was, oh, thank you, can you recommend a moisturizer? And
they don't know what to do when you come back at them with kindness.
They're like, oh my gosh, I didn't know you were a real person. But you know what? I thought the video was actually kind of good.
And that being said, this is my personal Candace Payne story. So I got a Instagram message that said, and I'm going to read it to you. And I don't normally like give a spotlight to people who send negative ones, but this one actually just made me laugh. But the message that said, hey, I'm sorry to say this, but you look awful. You put on pounds of foundation on and the powder to cover up your dark circles. Hubby needs to get a job outside the house. And so I posted that like in my Instagram stories, like, I love it when women support each other. Like, I was just kind of being ironic. And then immediately you messaged me and you were like, people are downright nasty. The level of obsession with online lives baffles me. It's good or bad. So all that to say, you're killing it, mama. Keep on. You matter. You move the needle. you bring joy and the best, you're doing it with your family. And then like some really like powerful emojis. And I was like, what a kind person to like just take the time and send that message. And that just made me feel good. And I wanted to tell you that. Thank you.
Aww. Well, you know what? I really believe sometimes when somebody starts off a phrase with, I'm sorry to tell you this, that they're an instant liar. I'm like, you're not sorry.
You are That's not. Why you're doing it. I hate to say this. No, you don't. You don't hate to say
it. I'm not
you
a racist, but yeah, oh boy, and, here it comes.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I do not trust a single thing out of anybody's mouth that starts like that.
Yeah,
I don't trust it.
This in the spirit it's intended.
No. The spirit you intended is just terror, is what it is. Okay, so right away, so you met, and so there was a downside, but quite honestly, from where I sat on the internet, I never saw that. All I saw was you meeting like James Corden and J.J. Abrams. And like, I saw that part, which made me so happy. Tell me, you are a stay-at-home mom. What is your life like now?
I am a stay-at-home mom that is now a working from home mom. Mm-hmm. That's how I best describe it. Because in all honesty, we didn't want anything to overwhelm the pace and really the whole dynamic of our family. We've got young kids. When the video happened to them, they were 6 and 7. Now they're 8 and 9. And for us, listen, we've stayed level-headed. We've stayed the course. And when I say that, I mean, like, we may have an opportunity now to move into a bigger home if we wanted to. We may be able to go out on more family dates and see more movies. We may, you know, have some luxuries that we couldn't afford before this. But it hasn't changed the dynamic of our home or our life. Like, as a matter of fact, we stay in the same home. Mm-hmm. And we're going to until our kids kind of age out of their elementary school because of the relationships that they have there and the community that we already have there. And we want to show them just some things that we didn't learn when we were growing up about financial stability, responsibility, about being not just, you know, frugal, but really just being intentional with everything that you've been given, whether it be platform, whether it be actual financial gain, whether it be gifts, the things that you're giving. I just want them to see what you do with them matters. What you do with everything that you're given matters. And there's a way that you can do it well. And so for us, it's changed a lot, in all honesty, from the perspective of mom and dad, me and Chris, you know, but the kids, I hope that they see that this is just normal and that they're learning some valuable lessons right now.
You have a new book coming out. This is your second book?
It's my second book.
Yeah, I mean, that you've been working hard, and it's called Simple Joys, Discovering Wonder in the Everyday, and it's available for pre-order now. Tell us about that, and what was that process?
Well, when I actually set out to do a book proposal, I knew that I wanted to do two books. I knew that to really walk into why I believe this door is open to me, I needed to get my story out first. I knew that people had to discover who's this lady behind that mask. It's a 4-minute video where 3.5 are laughing. There's not much story there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for me, with the first book that came up not even a year ago in November 6th in 2017, it's called Laugh It Up. And it's my story of how I overcame just poverty, homelessness, sexual abuse, like really suicide attempt. It's everything that I thought. If somebody found this out about me before I was able to tell my side of it, I'd feel like I was always backtracking and I wanted that to be out. But the second book that I proposed, this is like my bread and butter. Like, it's the thing that I love so much. It's illustrations that I've illustrated. It's small quips and short stories of actually how I found and discovered simple joys in every day. And I think that everybody can do it. I don't think that I'm somebody that was born with an extra measure of joy and God was like, hey, Candace gets it all. She's got a awesome child. Nobody else. Your life sucks. Deal with it. Because in all honesty, y'all, do you remember the end of 2016? It was election year. We had race riots again.
Oh, we remember.
We remember.
It was vivid.
Which is why I watched your video like on replay, because I just needed to be happy.
We put you in our end of year video, and you were one of the inspirations for our end of year video, because we were like, let's do all the stuff that went well. at the end of 2016. And what were the things we had, like Hamilton and you?
And
that
you.
Was it. So thank you, you and Lin-Manuel Miranda. That was all we had. It was a very short song.
Well, what was funny about that, well, not funny, but it was awful for me because here I am at the end of 2016 and I'm watching all these posts around New Year's Eve and everybody's like, thank God, garbage can of a year. Let's set it on fire. And I'm like, I've just had the best year of my life. And I can't share this with anybody because they'll be pissed at me. You know, I'm just thinking, what has happened? The irony. And I really started to see this big juxtaposition where I'm experiencing these incredible highs. And I felt like the rest of the world had lost their sense of humor and was experiencing lows like I had never seen since I was like 12 years old, you know? I mean, so there had been some things that I was really intentional about with Simple Joys in this book to remind us, hey, the world needs a sense of humor again. And not only that, it's found in the simplest of stuff. You don't have to buy it. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to go and look for it anywhere else, and it's already given to you. And I feel like a lot of people just, we either haven't been told that in a while, or we forgot joy is not just on reserve as a luxury for some. It's really for everybody, and it's at your disposal, so use it.
You're pretty good at this. Like, we need to get you some cocktail napkins or some fortune cookies or something. Like, she's, I don't think, you know, honestly, I would say probably 99% of the people who are listening to this probably know you from the laugh, and that might be it. And it's like, it is impressive kind of peeling the layers away from this onion and hearing like where it comes from, because it really, it's like, I would read this book.
Well, and wow. But how do you talk to the mom that's listening to this and she's struggling? You know, she's struggling with depression, anxiety, like you have struggled in the past. I mean, how do you say, oh, but find the joy? How do you do that?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I'll go ahead and tell you this. Don't grin and bear it. That is the biggest lie that I believed growing up, not just as somebody in America, but somebody in South religious America. Mm-hmm. You know, joy was told to me all my life, just grin and bear it. You should be happy in the Lord. And I'd be like, what does that even mean? Y'all people suck. You shouldn't have this job. And I was talking to preachers, but that's pretty bad. But anyways, but I really felt like somebody was always trying to give me advice of, well, just muster it up, just figure it out. And for me, I feel like that's how we all feel about joy. To the mom that's struggling, listen, hey, if it's real depression, if it's clinical, get some freaking medicine and therapy. You know, I am not opposed to you getting your butt somewhere where you get help. And I think we all have this stigma, like I got to have my crap together 24/7 and nobody can see me break. And that is not it. You know what? Joy is actually found in brokenness. Many times that's where it starts. The moment that you say, I cannot do this, that's when you find this margin and this space open up in your thought life, in the way that you actually feel. You know, most times we can't feel joy because we're suppressing every emotion in our life. We're trying to hold it all together. And I would say if there's something clinical for me, I had postpartum depression both times after giving birth to my kids. And I had to get on medication.
Yeah. Same. Yeah. No, mate. Me too. Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of people, either they need clinical help, they need psychiatric help, they need therapy. Or if that's not the case, then stop taking yourself so seriously. Like, just let it go. Nobody else is thinking about you as much as you're thinking about you. Mm-hmm. You know, have some freedom in that.
Yeah.
From someone who can clearly tell us, I'm guessing, their high point, you know, being able to reach this giant audience and then having the ability to turn it into something incredibly positive, like really pinpointing like a single moment. Can you pinpoint a single moment that was a low point for you?
Oh gosh. Yeah. Yeah. Are you talking during the whole viral video or are you talking just my life?
Your life, your life.
For me, I feel like there's some monumental crossroads that I've experienced that were lows. And one of them was the night that I tried to take my own life in college. I had just been given a crown, no joke, like a homecoming crown, and been crowned as a queen of my university. And I thought, instead of rejoicing with everybody that they had made this decision, I thought they did it because I was the butt of all of their jokes. Mm. and I went into a severe tailspin. And I can't explain this other than suicidal thoughts. They don't have to be reoccurring. They don't have to be momentous where they gain momentum. They can happen in an instant and one night, and they can become so heavy that you can actually act upon them. And I don't think people understand that about suicidal tendencies or thoughts even. So for me, I had actually tailspun in my head and actually tried to cut my arms to see how deep I'd have to go to actually kill myself before a college roommate walked in and helped me pick myself up and call my mom and walk around the campus all night. And I remember she walked with me and didn't say a single word. She didn't say a single thing. She just walked with me. Mm. Every now and then she would put her hand on my shoulder and I would just cry. And then sun broke. And I remember thinking, okay, I can make it today. If I made it through the night, I can make it today. And for me, that was one of my lowest points, remembering that moment that if I had given up, if I didn't have somebody come in and just be there, I mean, just the presence of somebody being there, I don't know what my life would look like today. So yeah, I can definitely see that that low point was a memory that I kept with me to say, I don't want to ever be there again. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. And I think that'll speak to a lot of people too.
Yeah.
So, but now think about this also. Now you have this platform and you have this mm-hmm. opportunity, and it is nothing but pure positivity from the beginning until the end. How often do you think about those low points when you're talking about the high points?
Well, I'll tell you right now, I believe that there's a beautiful balance that everybody walks through. I don't think that you can have a message of positivity and defiant joy, because really that's what I talk about is embracing freedom, experiencing a defiant joy, a joy that says, regardless what life's thrown at me, I'm going to fight back with it. And I don't think that people see joy as a weapon. But for me to actually spill that message out of my mouth continually, I'm going to also live it. Mm-hmm. Like I've seen my grandmother pass away from Alzheimer's. I've walked with people that have had mental health in my actual family. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I experience defiant joy on a daily basis. So we all forget this, but the internet is full of our highlight reel. It's not our actualities, you know? Mm-hmm. Of what we're really living. But I will say this, if you think that I'm immune or that I've got a special pass on Candace doesn't have to experience what the real grit of life is, then you're deceived. Mm-hmm. I mean, I literally go through dark seasons, even in the midst of what I'm putting out, which is joyfulness. And I'm going through one right now, in all honesty. You know, there's decisions that I'm making with my parents getting older. You know, there's just stuff that I'm like, ugh, this is life. It's part of it. And for me, I look at it and go, okay, now I have a choice when I wake up. Am I going to let this take the best of me and consume every thought and tell myself negative things over and over again? Like, this is just how it is. Life is crappy. Deal with it. Or am I going to say, you know what, today I'm going to take a deep breath. I'm going to look for the things around me that absolutely fill me up with joy and make my arms tingle and get goosebumps when I see them. When I have a moment to pause, I'm going to laugh. When I see cotton candy clouds in the sky, I'm going to look at them and I'm going to say thank you. You know, there are things that I can do inside my head that can absolutely position me to have the best joyful life that I possibly can. And I just think that most people don't know those tools. They don't have the skill set.
In real life, I'm kind of taking a right turn here. In real life, is it sometimes challenging for you when you're meeting someone for the first time or trying to get to know them to get past the Chewbacca mom part and get to know you?
No, I really don't. I don't think that that's there. And here's what's funny is I see, if you want to call it, you know, divine, whatever happened with that video, I do see it as just an open door. Because what I've always noticed about how I'm wired, people connect with me in real life and even through post Chewbacca mom life, getting to know that I am authentic and relatable. I think those are my two strengths. You will always find a real Candace in a conversation. I just have a very big BS meter and I can't stand it when you try to do that to me.
Oh, same.
you know? And then I feel like I'm just unassuming and relatable. I mean, how beautiful is it that this lady that has some depth to her actually is relatable to the point where the way that I was introduced to you is just a laugh and just a moment in my car with a Death Star t-shirt, you know? So I think it's great.
Yeah. And I think in your social media posts, you are real and you are authentic, which, I mean, that keeps people following. Maybe they came in mm-hmm. for the laugh, but I think the reality of it is why you've created such an amazing community.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know what I want to do? First of all, I'm looking at you, honey. I kind of went Barbara Walters with my questions, and I want to say this is not normally the way that I go. I'm normally the funny interviewer, but I'm fascinated by you, and I kind of floated above this interview, and I'm like, Penn, did you turn into Tom Snyder? Like, what just happened?
Let's make everybody cry.
Yeah, I'm so
special episode. The Wilderness.
Penn asks his first serious question ever in 20 podcasts. But she, like, I'm sorry, I'm fascinated by Candace. I knew there was much more to her. I haven't read her books. I'm going to now because it's really cool. But I wanted to kind of play a game with you.
Oh, yes. Let's do it.
Let's play a game. We're going to go back and forth, okay?
Oh, gosh.
It's a game that no one's going to win.
I've not heard about this,
you're
going to
win. I want to go back and forth and talk about some of the crazy bleep that has happened to you from getting a viral video, just like single examples. And we've got like three or four of them that we can share. Again, you're going to steamroll us here because we thought like our life was crazy, and I can't wait to hear the Candace Payne side. Are you willing to do this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This is I'm not prepped for this, Candace. Neither are you. So this is awesome.
Right.
This is great.
This is when I hijacked the show. So we're good. Okay. So like, well, one of my favorites was that when we made our video, much like you, we did not expect any of this to happen. And the majority of it was shot in the driveway of our house. And it had the address on the video as well as our license plate number. And so people just started driving by. Like the day before Christmas and pointing and taking photographs of our house. And some of them yelled, you know, come on out in your jammies.
Yeah. So now you go.
Yeah,
so
now you.
Now you.
Now you.
People ask me at the airport every single time, do you have the mask with you?
And you're like, right here.
And you do, right?
You carry it around, right?
Right, because that's not going to make head make over like noise in the overhead bin. You know,
no.
I mean, it's just like, are you kidding me? It's just awful. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Kim got asked by a Vegas indoor skydiving owner to come to Vegas and go skydiving in her skin tight pajamas they could photograph her, and I'm sure that wouldn't have looked inappropriate at all. That was like the third day.
Okay. Well, I did get offered to do a porn movie. So yeah.
You win. This is what I was looking for.
Ding, ding, ding.
All right. Yeah. We're going to get more information. What was the title?
No.
Because it's going to be a funny title.
Oh. No, I mean.
No. Here's the deal. I didn't even entertain past line four of that conversation. I was like, nope, shut that down.
No.
So I didn't read the rest of it. Yeah.
Yes.
I just thought, okay, here's where it went.
This is where the internet takes over.
But you know how the title's the best part.
I know, but we can't even say, honey, this is a family podcast.
I'm trying to think of what the title. Okay, never mind. I'm sorry. Okay, well, that's going to win. Is the game over? Or?
No, listen, here's the deal. That's totally a guy's response. Like, you're like, oh, that wins. Like, us girls are like, no, there's much more.
There's so much more. That is so traumatizing, even to get that email. Oh, my gosh, you poor thing.
Well, no, the traumatizing point was trying to tell my pastor.
How did that go?
Well, because listen, I was like, he said, hey, what are you looking at? Because, you know, obviously my face changed. And I go, well, I was just offered a porn opportunity. And I'm telling my pastor that. And it was just a weird conversation.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. You poor thing. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what else. Okay. Here's one. About 3 days after we put our video out, Joe Rogan on his podcast, he had woken up and he was in an awful mood because the world had gone upside down on him. And the reason why was because of this video that he had just seen that had 20 million views of some weird dad dancing in his
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so Joe Rogan, like, I was a headache for Joe Rogan.
Okay.
Which honestly, I love Joe Rogan and I'll take it. Like he's kind of a genius.
Yeah.
Your turn.
Gosh. Well, I don't know. I just felt like it was so surreal. About 3 weeks later, I was offered the ability to go meet Peter Mayhew, the original Chewbacca, at the Dallas Comic Con.
Whoa.
And what turned in from just me going as a meet and greet, they realized they had to beef up their security because now people had heard that because it was announced on the James Corden show. And so now people were calling in the Comic Con wanting to meet me. So within 3 weeks, they had actually given me my own booth to do signings. I had nothing to sign and like meet people in lines. So at Dallas Comic Con, I was able to meet Peter Mayhew, but I also was there as like somebody to come see. That was the most surreal moment in it all because I was like, I don't even belong at a table. What are y'all doing? Are y'all crazy? Y'all are making me sign. So what am I going to sign? Hi, your shirt. I mean, it was just, it was so weird.
Candace, didn't Hasbro specifically make you a Chewbacca mom action figure?
They did. So it was just for me. They didn't sell it. They didn't put it out there. Thank God. But basically they just put like the big Chewbacca body with my face on it. And they put a voice chip in it that has, like, I want to say 14 phrases from the video when you press the back.
Oh, so, my God.
They need to sell. I would buy that. They need to sell that. Get on it, Hasbro.
It's so weird. I'm so hairy. It's bizarre.
You know, like, on that note, it was interesting because you were, like, you caused an economic tidal wave. Like, they sold out of these masks, right? Once your video came out?
So on Thursdays, when I posted the video around 2:30 in the afternoon, my time, and then by Saturday, the masks themselves were completely sold out of all DFW Kohl's. I do know that. And then not only that, they had actually risen the price. Oh, I'm so smart. I've written books.
Words are tricky.
Words are so mysterious.
They have risen.
They have risen, and not only that, the price on Amazon, I think at one point, was around $800 for one of the masks.
No.
Yeah, and what's crazy is Hasbro, when I actually got to meet them at their headquarters, they were saying that Pie Face was one of their board games that was like their international bestseller, holding strong for like 15 to 18 months. And all of a sudden, they start seeing this mask that they were trying to clearance out just rising up on their charts. And overwhelmingly took over that first spot within that weekend of sales. And they were like, oh my gosh, there's a video with this lady and she gets the mask and she gets it. And so they invited me up there to their headquarters and it was a blast. So yeah.
I did buy a mask, by the way. I was one of the people that bought the mask.
I think we bought two.
Yeah, we gave them a gift, like gifts for Christmas. Yeah.
$1,600 later.
I think we caught it early.
Yeah,
I do. I think we caught it early.
I wanted to be the cool aunt. So I bought them for like my niece and nephew.
It's so much fun. I ended up doing two commercial spots with Hasbro that next fall. So I did a Halloween commercial and I did a Christmas commercial with them. And so they were out in different regions of the United States, but you can find them online. But yeah, it was fun. But I thought the mask was a blast until I started like having to do commercials and like film on set for like 12 hours. And then I would get like a chewy chafe on my chin. You know, I mean, it was just crazy.
A chewy chafe.
Are you? I know that's like a whole nother podcast. Yeah. Right there. But are you sick of people calling you Chewbacca mom?
No, listen, here's why. I don't despise a single moment of that. I really don't. I do believe there's a beautiful shift in when people get to know me. And I just see it. I just see when people actually know who Candace is, it's much different than what they expect from just a lady laughing in her car. Mm-hmm. But I think that that's the beauty of it, you know? And for me, I love the people that have never even watched it. And then I also love the people that only know me as that because it gives me an opportunity to really just be able to have a voice where I wouldn't have had a voice otherwise, you know?
I think you would have found a way. I think we would have known, the world would have known Candace Payne, Chewbacca mom or not.
My best friend from college, we sat across each other at a coffee shop about 5 days after the video. And she just said to me, she goes, Candace, I always knew the world would find you, but I never thought it would be like this.
Well, that would have been spooky if she was like, Candace, you're going to become an international celebrity by by putting on a mask in a car by yourself outside.
I mean, it does sound like a porn when you say it like that.
Right. And the name is Chewy Chafe.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Hang on.
Hey, this
as soon as it came out of my mouth, I realized I probably shouldn't have said that.
Yeah. Well, Candace, thank you so much for taking this time. And again, her newest, latest book is Simple Joys, and it's available for pre-order now on your favorite bookseller. Where else can they find you? Can folks find you and find your stuff?
Well, everything about me is just Googled, but we kind of combined a really nice place for you to find it at CandacePayne.me. And when you type it in, there's not a single I in my name. So if you feel is this an I or an A, just put an A there and you'll find it. CandacePayne.me.
Thank you so much. It was so lovely to meet you even over these podcast headphones. But I feel like I already know you just from the internets. So thank you. And good luck with this new book.
Thank you so much. Hey, and I'm rooting on the Holderness family. It is not easy to do what you're doing and to do it intentionally. So I just want to let you know that I am rooting for you in everything that you do. I'm proud of you guys. And if nobody's told you that, you're taking a place that hasn't been done before and doing it well. You're pioneering some things. So I'm super, super excited for what you're doing in the future. And I'm a fan.
I am just going to call you daily and just have you just say that over and over again.
Daily affirmations.
Daily affirmations with your friend Candace.
There you go.
Thank you so much. And we'll talk to you soon.
You're welcome. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.